McCaw. The offside linebacker is Keegan Heiser and Blake Brickle. Inside linebackers Owen Jones and Caden Plumley. Cornerbacks Wesley Hatfield and Aiden Hill. The safeties Quincy Blakely, Sumner Knockreiner. And here we go. We are set to go as Lancaster has the ball at its own 36-yard line. The ball is on the far hash mark. And under center is Wolf. Long snap count. There is the handoff to the third man through. Good rebound for the Valley, and they make the play. What a tackle back there by Caleb Moss. Throwing for a six-yard loss. Boy, so that's a way to make a statement on the first play, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if he got even touched. He went right across. And what a great start for River Valley.
So the running back had no chance. That was Dane Kaufman, who was the third running back there in that particular set. So second down, 15 yards to go. Ball is back around the 31-yard line, Lancaster's own. Awaiting a snap from center is Wolf. The line is set. There's a handoff to the fullback. He batters through to the 35, almost to the original line of scrimmage there. So good run.
Yep, great blocking interior.
Akola with the tackle, helping out for River Valley. And we're a minute into the ball game. Third down and 10 yards to go for the Lancaster Flying Arrows here in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference game. Fans continue to file in here for homecoming 2024.
Looks like it's a pass.
Okay. You heard it here. There's the snap and a handoff. Bill was wrong, and it's fumble. Ball pulling around there, and River Valley's got it. River Valley falls out of it. That was Caden Plumley who gets it at the 50-yard line.
Great play. Just pulled his arm and out came the ball.
Boy, it looked like it was bouncing on a pool table top there when it came out of his hands. And River Valley recovers. So that's a big break right out of the gate, right?
They should have passed.
You called a pass. Oh, well. They didn't listen to you, did they?
No.
The starting quarterback is Lucas Klein. Andy Fiske is in the backfield, joined by the wide receivers Keegan Heiser and Aiden Hill on the outside. Caden Plumley is the wing. Chase Gilbertson, the tight end, will set the line in a moment. First and 10. Snap. Klein, hands off. Fiske trying to break the corner. Lancaster spreading it out. Nowhere to go. And the Lancaster team keeps him right around the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he got everything there that he's going to get out of that one. He needs one more guy blocked and we would have been okay.
Second down and 10 yards to go. The O-line includes the center, Brady Favreau. The tackle, Will Stangle, and Kellen Chose. And the guards are Blake Rickle and Brady Blado. Second down, 10 from the 50-yard line. Ball in the near hash mark, stadium side for the River Valley offense. Klein will operate 5 yards back out of the shotgun, and there's the snap. Hand off this key going left side. Good gap out the left tackle, and he gets to the 45, down to the 44. That was a good run.
That was a great run. Lancaster looks like they're in a 4-4 defense, and then playing man on the wideouts.
Evan Bequar on the stop for Lancaster. Third down, and for a first down, River Valley must get to the Lancaster 40-yard line. It would be nice to keep it and drive a little bit deeper.
Yeah, we could use a first down. They're really loading the box there, as they say.
Third down from the 45 of Lancaster. The Blackhawks have two men split wide to the right side. Klein will operate out of the shotgun. He's got Fiske to his right. Awaiting a snap. Man in motion. There's the snap and a handoff going to Fiske, trying to cut around the left side. Nowhere to go. Lancaster will swallow him up at the 46-yard line. Lancaster kind of sniffed that pretty well.
Yes, they did. Loss of two.
Fourth down play. Oh, there it is. John Peterson is here. Looks like he brought us a bratwurst. It's half eaten, but that's all right.
John in the house.
He is. Good to see him. Fourth down.
He was driving in the parade today.
Was he?
Yep.
Was he supposed to be?
He was driving a little fast. Thought he was going to get a ticket.
Fourth down, River Valley will punt. The punter is back around the 40-yard line. River Valley with a long snap count is to maybe try to draw him off. Awaiting a snap, and there it is. Nicely done, and here is the punch. It's going to be deep. Lucas Klein got it down to around the 10. Keeps bouncing, and it finally rolls out of bounds around the 6-yard line. Great punt.
Great punt. Great roll.
So that's where the Arrows will take over for their first, make up their second possession, but they'll start deep in their own territory.
We gained a little field position there.
Yeah, it was kind of a battle. You didn't get anything out of the turnover, but if the defense can hold them here,
right,
hold your ground.
What are they on, the 9 or 10?
It looks to me like it was deeper than that, but maybe not.
Yeah, maybe the 9.
Yeah, there you go. We'll call it the 9-yard line. Lancaster is out. Their customary blue with gold helmets, white jerseys, and the blue lettering. River Valley in the home black with white. First and 10 from the 9-yard line. Lancaster under center is Wolf. Takes a lot of time. Could be changing the play at the line of scrimmage right now. Now under center. Long snap count. He'll take it. Hand off, second man through off left tackle. Gets across the 10 to the 12-yard line. Carry there by number 28, and that would be Nolan Hanke. It's about 3 yards.
Nolan Hanke,
so Hanke brought down by River Valleys. I didn't catch that number, I guess.
No, there was a swarm of them.
Several of players on the play. Second down. They'll mark it around the 11-yard line, Lancaster's own. There's the snap and a hand the running play off the right tackle side. Lancaster bounding its way near a first down, and they may have gotten it to the 20, it looks like. First down Arrows. So their first down, and the ball moves the chains. Well, the first time I saw Lancaster, Phil, the clock didn't run a lot. They were throwing a lot, but so far they're keeping it on the ground.
Yeah, they are doing a decent job.
First and 10, one man wide to the left side. Wolf under center, 3 men of the backfield, and here's the handoff, a running play again. That's going to be a big run, 30, 35, 36-yard line. And they went again with 28, Nolan Hanke.
Right up the middle.
I didn't see him run that much a couple of weeks ago. And Lancaster's set looks different. And Dan Makovic talked about this in the pregame show. Lancaster seems to kind of do whatever the other team you know, maybe is not as strong with.
Right.
I saw them throw the ball a lot. Now they're running every play, having a little success. Ball at the 35-yard line, Lancaster's own, first down. Hand off going to the right side on the run by number 3, Dane Kaufman, brought down after a 2-yard gain. Gets it to around the 37-yard line.
Yeah, nowadays with all the scouting ability, you can dissect every team pretty good. Takes time.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You can kind of highlight certain players and make a highlight reel. I'm glad they couldn't do that when I played. I wouldn't want them to see my individual play.
Sure.
When you're with 11 guys, you can kind of blend in, you know?
Yeah.
Second down and 8 yards to go. From the 37, Lancaster running up the gut. They'll lay across the 40 to the 41. That was Wolf on a quarterback keeper. No handoff. Brought down by 52 of the Blackhawks. I don't think I have a 52 on my roster. Maybe we'll have to. I didn't get a new one tonight, though, so maybe, Phil, you can check it. Yeah, investigate that. Do you have a 52?
52. I do not.
Third down play. Here's the snap from center. Hand off for a running up the gut play to the 45-yard line. Going to be close to the first down again for the Lancaster Flying Arrows.
It's the third first down on this drive.
Yeah, they got it. Hanke, just enough. And they're just kind of banging their way, taking a lot of time off. And the clock runs quickly when you keep the ball on the ground. 5:40 remaining in the opening quarter. We are scoreless here tonight. Arrows getting ready again on first down from their own 45-yard line. Wolf will take the snap under center.
Time for a pass.
I would think so, but you said that earlier. We'll see. First down, and there's the snap, and the wraparound handoff for a running play. Again, that's going to be number 28 across the 50 into the 48-yard line area of River Valley. Nolan Hanke on the carry.
They must believe they can get 4 or 5 yards, you know.
That's what they're doing. So, well played by Lancaster. Coach Jordan Rollins. When I saw him, I'm like, I've never seen Lancaster throw the ball this much in sometimes one season. Tonight, they're running it. 4:45 remaining in the first. Awaiting the snap from center is Wolf. And there is a little bit of a pitch play coming out here. Pitches up to the running back. He's around the corner. Look out. He is down the sidelines, going to the 10, to the 5, and rolled out of bounds there. A big run by Peyton Hale, number 6, and a touchdown-saving play there for River Valley's Aiden Hill.
Some nice speed.
Now, I talked about Samaje Benson. I don't think we've seen him run the ball yet, but
no.
He's certainly capable.
40-yard gain there.
That's all, huh? Wow.
Took more than that, didn't it?
Didn't have to. Haven't had to throw the ball yet. We'll see what they do here. Ball around the 9-yard line. First and goal to go for the Arrows. There is the snap and a handoff again. Bounding his way a little bit closer is Hankey across the 5 to around the 4.
Nolan
Hankey is brought down by several, including Caleb Moss.
Gain of 5.
Second down. Goal to go. Yep, they mark it at the 5-yard line of River Valley.
So gain of 4.
Lancaster running downhill here, getting ready for the play, and River Valley cinching in. One of these times they will throw the ball. They've got Aiden Wilson wide to the right side. Wolf is under center. There's the snap. Handoff again goes to number 3, Kaufman, down around the goal line, and he is close. No signal yet.
Down to about the 1.
At the 1, Phil. All right. Thank you. 3:40 remaining in the opening quarter of football. The Arrows on the River Valley 1-yard line.
Beating a lot of clock up, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have. Their second possession is 3 possessions total in the game so far. First and goal, Lancaster from the 1-yard line of River Valley. Third and goal, I should say. Third and goal under the center is Wolf. There's the snap. Wraparound handoff, and it is down around the goal line, and a Lancaster touchdown for Nolan Hankey. Well, he did most of the groundwork all the way down the field, and he gets the 1-yard plunge, and Lancaster's on the board. 6-0 here, and the extra point try will be coming up. That comes with 3:10 remaining in the first.
It was a beautiful high school drive.
It was kind of old school, wasn't it?
Yeah, one big play of 40,
but
grind them.
The kicker is Nolan Wolf. You can always think about a fake in this situation as well. Play is stopped for the time being. The white hat judge coming out. So will they proceed? Yes, looks like they will. Awaiting the snap is the holder. Placement is made, kick is on the way, and the kick is good. 7-0 Lancaster, 3:10 remaining in the opening quarter of Southwest Wisconsin Conference football from WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for planning means peace of mind, a comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Welcome back to River Valley. We are set for action here. Lancaster will kick off after the most recent score. 3:10 remaining here in the opening quarter of football on the homecoming 2024. River Valley back deep to get this kickoff, hopefully for a good return, and get on some offense right now. Awaiting a snap, or I should say awaiting the kick, Wolf will bound it down around the 15. Picked up, River Valley runs a reverse. They're going to hand it off to Keegan Heiser, and he's upended at the 15 to the 16-yard line. Good coverage by Lancaster, Phil.
Yep. We need to answer now. Come right back with a drive of our own and get some points.
Have a kind of a time-consuming drive of your own, right?
Yeah.
So at the 17-yard line, it looks like, that's where River Valley will take over on the offense again.
Yeah, Lancaster's got a ton of yards this year on passing, and they didn't throw it once.
Isn't that surprising?
Yeah.
They've kind of done that, though, this year, kind of trying to fool everybody, right? Prepare for the passing game all week, and all of a sudden, they're grinding it out of the ground. So Klein, the quarterback, he's back around the 11-yard line. And here's the shotgun snap. He's going to pitch it. Biskey kind of trying to choose his path. Not much there. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe to the 18. So about a yard. Good coverage by the Arrows. Number 22, Devin Clark. They'll try again here. Will River Valley. Second down and 9 yards to go. Blackhawks breaking huddle. Clock running, 2:35 remaining in the first quarter, 7-0 Lancaster. Two men wide to the left, line the center. We'll wait for the shotgun snap. There it is, hands off. Biskey's got a man, brings it near side, steps up to the 25-yard line. Good run. Going to be shy of the first down by a couple of yards, but there was a blue-collar run.
Right, he got some momentum and, you know, carried some people too. Nice run. Up to the 25.
Third down and short yardage to go for the River Valley Hawks. Halftime will be the Ted Lenz Hall of Honor induction.
Got a great candidate this year.
Good.
Yeah.
Are you the MC for that?
I am not.
Oh, I thought you were. I thought you said you had the microphone.
It's behind us.
Okay, so who's going to be the MC then?
To be determined. No, I know. I'll wait. I don't want to. I might give it away if I tell you.
Well, I didn't ask you to tell who it was. It's the MC.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The MC might give it away.
Oh, Oh.
Yeah.
Third down play for River Valley. Ball around the 26, man in motion, and the whistle sounds. I think somebody jumped a little early for River Valley, and yes, 5-yard penalty. We'll back it off.
First penalty of the game.
Wow.
Unlike the pro game last night where there was like 25.
There's a lot of really average football in the NFL this year.
Sure seems like it. Not the Packers.
No, no.
Yeah, I think we got a pretty good coach.
Or the Vikings had
Vikings
a good start.
Are impressive.
Yep. So River Valley backs off to around the 20-yard line. Third down, 7 yards to go for the Blackhawks. They'll run the play in from the near side. Lucas Klein is in with the play. And the Hawks will break huddle. Favreau up to snap the ball. Two men wide to the left side. The ball is on the near hash mark on the stadium side here. That's where we watch from our perch. Klein takes the snap, backs way up. Could be a screen going right, and Ted completes the pass. It's Terrebonne Plumlee down the sideline to the 40, back to around the 43-yard line. Caden Plumlee with a catch. That was executed very well.
Yeah, and he had tons of time to throw. The line did a marvelous job block.
And it looked like a screen left, you know, but you still have to block on those.
Right.
Sometimes they let them go a little bit too early, and there's not a lot of time, but that was just perfect.
Nice. 23-yard completion.
First down for River Valley. Ball at the 43-yard line. Their own. We're down to 51 seconds to play here in the quarter. For the Hawks, Hatfield splitting out wide to the near side. They've also got Aiden Hill a little closer. Both split out on the near side. Klein takes the snap, man in motion. The motion man gets the handoff. That's Plumlee coming this way. They've got it spread out. He falls. Couldn't get back to the line of scrimmage. Tripped up there by Lancaster's Quinton Plessel. River Valley's going to lose about a half yard. Second down play. The Blackhawks looking to the sideline for the play. We're down to 28 seconds. Co-head coaches here, Maxwell and Makovic, and a staff that's been around for a long time. I saw Timmy Slick today out parking cars.
Nice.
He had a job to do today.
Yeah, everybody does something. Makes this whole day go really smooth.
You bet. It was good to see him again. Second down at 11 yards to go. He's a Hall of Famer now.
Yeah.
Wearing a big Hall of Fame ring today.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And the clock hits. Zero. That'll do it for the first quarter. 7-0. Lancaster leads River Valley. We'll have more when we return. The second quarter is next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Welcome back to action here at River Valley. We have figured out who number 62 is. It's Owen Jones, is that right?
52 is, yeah.
They changed. He's wearing 62.
Now he's wearing 62?
Well, that's what I saw. Okay. Well, we'll call him Owen Jones.
He's out there 52.
Okay.
And if it's not Owen, we apologize.
Well, we had somebody we couldn't figure out. Maybe my eyes deceived me, which wouldn't be the first time. Second down and 11 yards to go. We're underway with a fresh 12 on the clock, 7-0 Lancaster. Vine takes the snap, and he's going to go back to pass, and he's going to lift it this way, and Pumley, oh, what a catch! Got it right around the 45 to the 43. One-hand snag there.
Fort Center, here we go.
Highlight reel, baby.
Yeah, what a sweet.
Caden Pumley, one-hand snag.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Ooh, River Valley moves the chains to the 44-yard line.
12-yard gain and a first down.
Got some other scores coming in here tonight. Baroka leads GET 7-0. Reedsburg 14-0 on Onalaska. River Ridge 7-0 on Boscobel. Just underway here in the second quarter, 7-0 Lancaster. River Valley, the line is set, awaiting a snap from center. Man in motion, and there's the handoff. Going to run it. Pretty good gapping hole there for 50. Spins all the way for first down to the 33-yard line.
Beautiful.
He is brought down by number 24, Aiden Hawk. So River Valley's kind of discovering some things that are working right now.
Right, 12-yard gain.
Pretty important drive, as you said, to kind of maybe set the tone. Started at their own 17. They're down to the 35, 34-yard line. And River Valley will break committee and head to the football.
We are getting some nice blocking, and hence there's some pretty nice holes, especially on the counter play like that.
First down, awaiting a snap from center. Klein out of the shotgun, hands. Oh, going to run it himself. Quarterback option, keeps it himself, puts the shoulder down, and got back to the line of scrimmage, maybe. Lancaster read it well. Brennan Gildersleeve on the stop.
Gain of zero.
So second down and 10 yards to go for River Valley. Lancaster territory.
It looked, if you would have pitched it, that the guy had some room to run.
It did. But
what do we know?
Pretty easy to see up here.
Yeah. It's like watching pro baseball where if you would have thrown a strike, you could have got him.
Right, exactly.
100 miles an hour.
Easier said than done.
Yeah.
And how they hit a 100 mile per hour pitch.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Second down play for River Valley at the 34-yard line of Lancaster. Two men wide to the near side for the Blackhawks, Iser and Hill. Klein takes the snap from Favreau, backs off, whips it over the middle. Lancaster tipped it,
and
it is almost picked off. It bounces off the carpet into the hands of Brady Schmitz, as was intended for number 9, Keegan Heiser.
That was close.
Third down play. See that happening oftentimes in the pros where ball gets tipped and comes back the other way.
Yeah. They run a lot of those tip drills to practice that. I'm sure they do in high school, too.
Lots of alumni back. I just saw Charlotte Firstall walk
right,
by.
Right, and right below us, we got 6 graduates from last year.
Really? Have they changed much?
They look about the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Third down for River Valley. Ball around the 34-yard line here. Homecoming 2024. Great crowd on hand tonight. Klein will wait for the shotgun snap. There it is. Backs up, back to around his 45, and then whips it over the middle and incomplete. Intended for
Pumley,
and there's a flag late. Flag came in late. It was intended again for Pumley. Brady Schmitz on the coverage for Lancaster.
Yeah, it's going to be pass interference or defensive holding, one of the two.
All right.
Either way, I believe it'll be a first down.
It'll be advantageous for River Valley, though, right?
Yep.
Blackhawks trying to answer that early Lancaster score. You know, it seems to me that River Valley is doing more things than I thought Lancaster would do, and
right.
Vice versa, right, on the offense.
Kind of opened up the playbook.
And it was defensive pass interference.
15.
They'll mark the ball inside the Lancaster 20 to the 19-yard line.
And we get our fourth first down of the drive.
All right. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We'll talk about some of the other clubs during homecoming week. And also, Travis Wilson stops by to talk football. Lots of fun things to talk about in state sports. First and 10 for River Valley from the 19-yard line of Lancaster. Lucas Klein, the quarterback, awaiting a snap, gets it. Hands off to the near side. Here comes a reverse play. That's Plumlee getting the down. Bounds. He got quite a few side-to-side yards, but ahead he got about five, it looks like.
It looks like it. Nice play.
Well, they faked it pretty well to Fiske, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they had momentum going that way and came around. Where are we on, 20 or 15?
15. 15-yard line. Absolutely. Hey, we got to see a zebra today at the school fair. Man, you don't see that every day.
No.
And it wasn't an official either. Henry Bray thought maybe it was somebody he had roughed with before. We're down at the 15-yard line now. It's a second down for River Valley. Awaiting a snap from center, Klein, and there's the handoff. Fiske bounces off right tackle, gets down to the 13-yard line. It'll be short of the first down as they unpile. So third down and short yardage for River Valley.
Give them two, it looks like.
All right. And they'll send the play in from the near side. Blackhawks in the huddle with 9:10 remaining here in the second quarter.
We'd like to get the first down on this play.
Sure.
Because it adds extra stress if you go all the way to fourth stop.
Yes, it does. And then you kind of determine, do we try to kick here or take the points or what? So,
yeah, I wouldn't mind them doing the option to the right.
Wide side of the field?
Yep, and pitching it.
All right. Klein will shout out the cadence and gets it. Nope, they're going to throw it to the left side, right side, and it's down around the five-yard line and incomplete. Defended really well by Brennan Gildersleeve. The pass intended for Blakely. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
It was almost picked off of the carpet. He was down kind of like a volleyball player pancakes it, you know, and you get that set.
Yeah.
He was on the, he tried to get his hands underneath it at the 5-yard line. So fourth down, and now what do you do here? Ball at the 13-yard line. Are they bringing the tee out? Did I see that?
I think we're just going to get a first down.
All right. No tee.
We got a couple receivers.
All right.
A couple hands up. This confused.
This key to the left, yeah.
Yeah.
They may have to call a timeout here, and they will. Couple of players not exactly sure where they were needing to go, and you don't want to draw a delay of game penalty here. Timeout, 8:37 remaining. First half, 7-0 Lancaster, River Valley threatening. Fourth down when we return on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
Thanks for listening tonight or watching on RVTV. Are you getting some correspondence tonight, are you?
Yeah, we got a former student that understands that football is all about angles and force and velocity, and just was reminding you that that's how it works.
That's great. They learn that from you?
I don't know. I hope they learn something. So, yeah, we've got some great kids out there, and, you know, every school does.
Every school does it.
Yep.
It's always amazing to see where they all land, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I mean, look down here. We got like 200 cheerleaders. our spirit squad or whatever they're called.
It's the best spirit squad in the conference, I can tell you that. Great numbers. Fourth down play coming up here from the 13-yard line. Fourth down and 4 yards to go for the River Valley Blackhawks, trying to convert here and keep it going. Here's the handoff, 50, going right side, leans in, 5 yard line, gets the first down.
Got it, I think.
Down to the 6 yard line. 50.
Great play.
A play that kind of developed slowly. I was a little bit nervous there that he wasn't going to get back there, but he made it. And it's first and goal. Very important play there for the River Valley offense.
And it's a great fake by the quarterback, Klein, that he, you know, jumped up in the air and threw it, and that froze some people.
Right. I think Favre used to do that, didn't he? Or,
yeah.
Or was it Rodgers?
I think they both did.
They both did the fake.
I don't know if Rodgers. I think it was probably Rodgers. Oh, probably both. I don't know.
Been a while.
All right, we got to get a touchdown now.
First and goal, River Valley from the 8 yard line, and here's a running play. Here's Itiski down around.
Oh, what a cut! What a cut!
River Valley. They're on the board here. Kiske cut inside the intended tackle there and just brushed one tackler and got in for the touchdown.
That was impressive.
Awesome. So River Valley on the board, and they just go for two this year, and they've been very successful at it as well. So they would take the lead.
Yeah,
here.
He was just about to get smoked, and he just planted his left leg and went to the right, almost a jump cut. And the other guy went forward and had an air tackle of air.
If River Valley gets it, they will take the lead here on the Flying Arrows. 7:58 remaining here before halftime. Great ball game.
It's all about angles, remember that.
All about angles.
Yeah.
First and goal, man in motion for the Blackhawks. Snap on the Wildcat. Running play down around the goal line. And did they get in? No. Running play by Lucas Klein, and he is kept at bay by an eyelash by the Lancaster defense. Wow. River Valley's been pretty successful with those two-point conversions this year. And I like that philosophy. You know, a lot of teams, you know, if you're not sure on it, go for two. And, you know, the night that I saw River Valley against Dodgeville a few weeks ago, they got them all, and you really add up the points quickly when
just
you do.
Just like another touchdown.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And another good math thing. Yeah,
yeah,
there you go. That's general math, though.
Well, this was a pretty exciting answer to their touchdown. I know we're down one, but it's great for the kids and confidence to know that we can come down. Key play was that pass interference.
Yes, it was. That helped out. Absolutely, but appeared to be the correct call.
Yes.
Good to see Mr. C here tonight, Danny Kopernoff. I think he's going to sing us a song later.
Yeah.
Mr. C, awaiting the kick, the arrows, and it's a pooch kick by River Valley. It's going to be dropped upon up at the 36-yard line, and Lancaster falls on it. So well played by Toy Raggetts. And that's where Lancaster will take over for its third possession of the night. 7-6 Lancaster leading, 7:56 remaining here in the halftime. And Lancaster starts at the 36-yard line.
It doesn't quite yet feel like the fall weather of football.
It doesn't. That's why it doesn't seem like it's the last Friday in September, does it?
Yeah, I want to see smoke coming off those helmets. Steam, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I kind of like this weather.
Yeah, I like it.
First down and 10 for the Lancaster Flying Arrows.
Oh, that's offside.
Yep. Somebody in the backfield jumped. No call. And the handoff going to number 28. Wow, look out. He's going for a long ways. 50, 45, 40. Steps inside a would-be tackler. Breaks the tackle. 20 to the 10 to the 5. And he's brought down around the 3-yard line. That was Hankey again. Oh, my goodness. What a run.
61 yards.
And that's what Lancaster did against Richland Center. I was telling you, it was a real close ball game, and they broke a whole bunch of those plays, which I would call them, you know, like dive plays or whatever. You don't expect them to get that many yards.
Right.
And I'm not sure how it's set up, if they're doing a good job taking out linebackers or what they're doing, but they're getting some ground.
He was the guy who was offside. He crawled up forward.
Yeah. There you go. We don't have Fox Cam to look at it again.
Oh, the challenge flag.
First and goal to go. Ball around the 2-yard line. Awaiting a snap from center is Wolf. And he'll hand off. Caster battering its way for a yard. They're not going to get it. Pushed back by a good stand by the River Valley defense. They do give him a yard on the play. Coming up through the groove with Ty Larson and company for River Valley. And Owen Jones, 52. Thank you, Owen. We now know who you are. He's been making some plays tonight.
Yes. Well, a lot of good line play by both sides.
You bet. The trenches. Here's the play, and the quarterback's going to keep it himself. Steps out and tries to lean across the goal line. No signal yet, Phil.
Nope.
I don't think he got it. Wolf leaning in. Several on the bottom of the pile there, including Caden Plumley and a host of River Valley contingent. Third down play for Lancaster. This is a good stand.
Yeah, I mean, be nice if they would jump offside.
Yeah.
Just to give us a little more room.
Or River Valley's standpoint, be nice for a turnover or something like that. Right? Third down play, Wolf under center again. Arrows trying to score. There's the snap. Handoff, running play, off right guard, and it looks like they're in for a touchdown. The Arrows score here, and that is going to be a running play by number 6, wasn't it? Was that Peyton Hale?
I thought it was 28.
Was it 28?
Yeah.
It was really hard to see. But touchdown is made, and Lancaster now leads it 13-6.
Lancaster has little dinky numbers.
They do. Yep.
They're going for the extra point.
There ought to be a law against those numbers. They have to be readable by the poor old announcers.
I agree.
So here comes the extra point try. Toy Raggetts is the holder. Wolf is the kicker. There's the snap. Placement is made. Kick is on the way. And through the uprights, good. And Lancaster leads 14-6. We have 6:26 remaining in the second quarter. This is Homecoming Football on a Friday night from River Valley on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40-plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
So Lancaster scores again, and it's 14-6, 6:26 remaining in the second. And really, that one big play.
Yeah, 61-yarder.
Arrows will kick off. River Valley to our right as the kick is made. They're going to go deep with a kick, boomed, and then caught around the 15-yard line. And coming upfield is Plumley. Spun around 30, 35 to the 36-yard line, and a good return by River Valley. Tackled by Nolan Wolf. Peyton Hale was there. Nolan Wolf, your quarterback, who also is the kicker, he's making the stats.
He's a heck of a good athlete.
I guess.
It's fun to see good athletes across the conference and then, you know, see him go on and contribute at the college level, too.
Blake Theory, who they saw last week at Prairie du Chien, headed to Indiana, I'm told. So,
oh, okay. He's a heck of a
big-time player.
Wrestler, right?
Yeah.
And a track athlete.
On the football team, he does everything but quarterback, I think. Yeah. Probably could do that, too. First and 10 for River Valley. Klein out of the shotgun, backs up to the 30. Handoff now. Plumley trying to make the right side. Lancaster is spreading it out. And nothing there as Plumley is going to be blocked back to around the 33-yard line. Loss of a yard. Lancaster did a good job of stretching that out.
They sure did.
Then Brennan Gildersleeve helping out on the stop for the Lancaster Flying Arrows. As you look out, you know, you're a teacher here. Kind of a legacy as you see these alumni coming back. There are a lot of students you had, right?
It's really cool. Some of them come back in 2-3 years, though, and the boys have beards and they put on 2 inches and, you know, 15, 20 pounds. It's like, I know you, but who are you?
Freshman 15?
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. Sometimes they do grow taller, and you're like, boy, could have used you on the basketball team 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Second down and 11 yards to go. Ball around the 35. River Valley takes the shotgun snap. Now taking on the option, Klein.
Oh, this could be a big play.
He's got some running room, 45, 50. Down the sideline, 40. Hey, out of bounds around the 31 of Lancaster.
That's fun stuff.
River Valley has a big play of their own. Boy, Klein, he one-handed it, faked the pitch, and then kept it himself. He really faked Lancaster out. So this game,
32 yards.
This game, if River Valley can put one in here, is starting to look a little bit more wide open. Kind of the track meet variety, right?
Yeah, and you get a two-point conversion and it'd be tied.
Yeah. But that's a little ways away, yes?
Yeah, that was a very athletic move. Like, yeah, I got some candy, little girl. And then,
then you take off. 32-yard line, 10. First and 10, I should say. Awaiting the snap from center is Klein. And hands off Fiske trying to make the right side. Lancaster figures that out. They'll wrestle him back to around the 35. No gain.
We seem to do better going left and then going right.
So second down and 11. They'll give him just a yard loss on that one. 14-6. Lancaster in the lead here at River Valley. Bill Neath flip phone will be buzzing here as we approach halftime. Some of the scores coming in. Riverdale leading Pecatonica Argyle 7-6 in the first quarter. Good job, Riverdale. Their homecoming game?
Sure.
Prairie du Chien up on Dodgeville, 36-0.
They're a pretty good unit.
Yeah, they are. Second down and 11 yards. There's the snap. And the hand coming to the running play. That's Lovely putting his shoulder down. Gets down to the 30 to the 29-yard line. Gains about four. Third down, we'll call it 7 yards to go for the River Valley Blackhawks just inside the Lancaster 30-yard line. The band is starting to assemble again.
Yep.
Getting those.
Direction of Matt Snow.
Yep. Getting the plumes, I think they're called, on top of the hats. Were you in Banfield?
I was. I was trombone, man.
Trombone, all right. Brass section, way to go.
I loved it.
I was a trumpet man.
Okay.
Third down play for the Lancaster 29 for River Valley. There's the snap. Klein backing up. They're coming after him. He's going to throw one, and it's incomplete. Intended for Plumlee at the 30. Pretty covered up. And they came after the River Valley quarterback.
Yeah, it's probably good that that was incomplete.
Devin Clark was the fastest man back there. Fourth down for River Valley. They'll no doubt go for it here. We'll see what they decide to do. Play stops the clock with 3:36 remaining.
Lancaster likes to blitz in these situations just like the last play. Mm-hmm. If you could pop it up the middle and just catch the right hole, you could get some major yards here. But that's a guess.
See what happens. Fourth down, 7 yards to go. River Valley is on the Lancaster 29-yard line in a 14-6 ball game. River Valley trying to get 6-2 to come back and tie it. Back to throw is Klein, going to air it out near side, down around the goal line, and it is nearly caught. No, incomplete. The flag flies late on the Lancaster Flying Arrow defense. Pass intended for Aiden Hill, who came back for it. Flag on the play, Phil.
Yeah, you give Aiden Hill some credit there, too. He was flying down there, and you forced the guy to do something to you. He touched him.
I almost thought Aiden was going to come up with a one-hand catch as
too.
Well.
Yeah.
It was close.
It would have been spectacular. All right, another first down.
Hey, that helped the cause, right?
Yep. Four more downs. What are we on?
They'll mark it inside the 15 to the 14. First down for the River Valley Blackhawks. 3:29 remaining here in the first half.
All right, let's punch this in.
River Ridge leads Boscobel 35-0. Potosi Castle 22-0 over Iowa Grant. Man in motion, fake handoff, quarterback keeper. And Klein is going to be spun around, gets a yard or two down to the 11-yard line. So a quarterback keeper. That's a wrinkle that River Valley has been using a little bit more and more. You got a quarterback that's confident.
Right.
Klein's pretty fast.
Willing to take hits.
Yep. Didn't get as much as I thought he did. I thought he had a little bit more.
Yeah, I did too.
The mark at only about a yard.
There was a spin involved in that tackle.
Yep.
J. take Jeff Johnson down here.
There he is. He's a Wall of Honor member.
He is. Very deserving.
You and I both are honored to be on that wall as well.
Yeah, both very fortunate that they picked somebody named Phil.
Absolutely. Two in a row.
Yeah.
Second down, 9 yards to go for River Valley from the 12-yard line of Lancaster. Biskey, and then back to Pumley on the reverse, and a little trickery, Pumley to the 10. Gains about 3 yards on the play.
Nice play.
So the reverse brings it back up the middle, and the Hawks trying to use a little bit of blocking. It looks like Chase Gilbertson, the tight end, also trying to help with the linebacker there. Third down and 6 yards to go. This is eating up a lot of the clock here.
Which is good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You know, keep it out of Lancaster's hands as long as you can.
Oh, we got a coach running down looking concerned.
Really?
For Valley there. I think that might be Justin.
All right. Looks like everybody's in place. Got enough men on the field. That's probably the first thing you think of. Third play. Here we go. Third down from around the 10-yard line of Lancaster. There's the snap. Hand off. No, they're going to take it to Fiske. Throw to Fiske. He's wide open. Catches at the 5.
Oh, great play.
River Valley scores. And they are within 2. That was so well executed. Again, they fake the handoff to Andy Fiske and then sent him out on a pass and Klein just rainbowed it to him.
That was awesome.
9-yard pass play.
Fiske touchdown.
Klein to Fiske. And here we go for the extra points. 2-point conversion. This would be huge before halftime. 1:40 remaining in the half. 14-12 in favor of Lancaster. There's the snap. Fiske takes a direct snap. He's coming to the left side, trying to get around the corner. Breaks the angle. Gets down around there. And Andy Fiske makes it a 14-14 ball game. They snapped it directly to the running back, and he gets in.
Initially, it didn't look like he was going to get the corner, but he hit thermal boosters.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
The afterburner or something.
Yeah, that's
gets
awesome.
In. River Valley ties it. 1:40 remaining in the half. Great football. 14 apiece, River Valley and Lancaster from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Austin Carstensen puts it in the tee. River Valley will kick off after the score. And here it is. He'll pop this one over the line. It bounces around the 35-yard line, taken by the Arrows. And Raggetts gets a little bit extra. Where did that come from? Out to the 45-yard line. I thought he was stopped. And then he drags a couple with him. So, if you're River Valley, you surely don't want to give up some big play again.
No, this is a really important minute 33 here.
River Valley back on the defensive side. Lancaster has proven they can be a big play offense. They have made some plays tonight, no doubt about it.
I haven't kept track. Do they have all 3 timeouts?
I think so. Yeah, I can't recall that Lancaster has taken one.
I think we took one.
Right. There was a possible delay of game penalty, and River Valley took the timeout. And so, Arrows, I'm sure, will try to milk it for all they can here.
Yeah.
Ball resting at the 45-yard line. They're on. Wolf is under center. There's the snap. And he'll fake the handoff. Goes back to pass. They're coming after him. There's a throw. Wide open man down the sideline. He's got the 40 to the 30. River Valley all the way to the 25. Fumbles it out of bounds. Tackle is made by River Valley's number 10, Sumner Knockliner. And there's the play. You haven't seen him pass much.
No.
There it is. Wow.
30-yard pass. Is that to 40?
Yes. So the play is made and the sticks move and Lancaster is back on the porch.
First completion of the night.
25-yard line of River Valley. 14-14 ball game. Clock will start with the snap of the football here. Wolf looks it over. now under center. There's the snap. Handoff going to Gildersleeve. He's going to bounce his way down around the 20-yard line. Hankey gets the ball to around the 19. Gain of about 5. Clock running, 1:10 remaining, and they're going no huddle. Wolf under center from the River Valley 20-yard line. There's the snap. Handoff for a running play. That is number 28, Nolan Hankey again, and he bounds his way to around the 15. And now Lancaster will use a timeout, or will they? Did he get enough for first down?
Say he did.
Wow. Okay, 1:10 at the 15-yard line of River Valley, so no timeout.
Are they on the 15? Yeah.
Yep. And there it is. Timeout taken, 40 seconds now as they finally stop the clock. 14-14 ball game. Lancaster threatening. And I knew that this was coming. I mean, Lancaster's not just going to sit down and not get much. You knew they were going to try to make a big play, and they did just that. Now they're in River Valley territory. And if you're River Valley, try to make some stops. Hope the clock runs down, maybe.
Right. They got 2 timeouts left. So they're going to, if they do a running play, they'll call a timeout.
But yep.
Yeah, it's exciting here. This is defense scores points right here if you can hold them.
Well, absolutely. Great ball game. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We'll have that for you. And we'll also talk a little football statewide and also a little bit of a local twist as well from Travis Wilson of WizSports.net. There's some 8-player football going on tonight. Cuba City leading Benton Scales Mound 28-0. Potosi Cassville 22-0 over Iowa Grant as well. Riverdale was leading Pecatonica Argyle 7-6. That was in the first quarter. Filney Flip Phone sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile nationwide. You can check them out for all your local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless.
Well, this is high school football at its best right here, Phil.
Yes, it is. Very enjoyable game. 1:10 for the Lancaster Arrows after their first used timeout. It is at the 15-yard line of River Valley. So Lancaster, the line is set. Wolf, long snap count, takes the handoff, going off right guard. The running back pounds his way to around the 11-yard line, and the Arrows will use another timeout. Carry is made again by 24, Hankey. And only 2 seconds ticked off the clock, 38 seconds. I was telling you that River Valley Dodgeville game, Dodgeville threw the ball like every time, and I would look at the clock, and it's like, that play only took 2 seconds? Three seconds?
It's a long night.
And it was a 3-hour game almost.
Yeah.
But that's what happens, different styles, different plays.
In Lancaster what?
No, that was Dodgeville.
Oh, Dodgeville.
River Valley. Yeah, River Valley went big. That was 50-some points.
A lot of points, 56 points.
56, yeah. So, good stuff there. But we mentioned, I saw Tim Eastlake earlier, former coach, and good things to say there, but nice ring. Got a Hall of Fame ring now. You don't see many of those.
No, that's pretty neat. He was really good for River Valley Athletics and the football program.
Yeah. Always enjoyed our talks. He said we still can, so we'll have to start that up again.
Calling him. Make sure you call him at like 4.
4 in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
He'd appreciate that.
I'll say, Mr. Mansky told me too.
Yeah.
Pass the buck. Here we go. After the timeout, second down, right around the 10-yard line, awaiting a snap is Wolf. Back to throw. He's got a man over in the corner of the end zone and overthrew it. Pass intended there for number 11, Aiden Wilson.
Stops the clock.
Yep. River Valley on the coverage.
34 seconds remain.
So coming back again for the third down play.
Sprecher over there, or was that? I couldn't quite see.
Sumner Knockliner and Sprecher, I believe. Yep. Third down play, Lancaster. Ball again around the 10-yard line of River Valley. Wolf and company, they're set. And there's the snap. He's going back. It's tipped by River Valley and knocked down at the goal line. Whoa, who tipped that ball?
Is it 67?
67 or 63. It was either Keegan Chose, maybe.
Somebody
got a hand on that ball, and it just fluttered like a little duckling coming out of the sky.
Perfect.
Otherwise, the receiver was open.
Yeah, he was. He was wide open.
He was wide open.
Yeah, I think we're going to come up and get a little closer because he had too much room.
Clock down to 29 seconds.
Even now, come up a little.
This is on the 10-yard line of River Valley. Fourth down, fourth, and about 6 yards to go for the Lancaster Flying Arrows. Wolf under center. There's the snap. Handoff for a running play on the right side. He's down around the five. Rolls to the... Oh, he's close to a first down. Down to 23 seconds. Clock will stop. It is a first down. First and goal right around the four-yard line. And Lancaster going hurry up. Clock running 18, 17. And under center is Wolf. Handoff, number 28, down around the goal line. Pushed back by the River Valley defense. Oh, yes. Several on the play. That was Blake Brickle coming off the near side, making a play, and the clock down to 5 seconds. Timeout, the final timeout of the half for the Lancaster Arrows. That was a play by the defense. My goodness.
That was wonderful.
So the timeout is called. 14 apiece, 5 seconds remaining in the first half. That was just several players coming up to make the stop. And the initial thing, Phil, is just getting a little penetration on
right.
The line like that.
Yeah, we had it that time.
Yep, very much so.
Blake does a very nice job, both offensively and defensively.
Looks like they'll be presenting a few things at halftime. They usually present some awards to some of the businesses that have helped support the rally.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do that at halftime tonight. Then the band will play, and Phil Mansky will sing them a song and induct another person in the Hall of Fame.
That's a huge play. One play and
5 seconds.
One team maybe gets the score.
River Valley trying to keep them at bay. Lancaster trying to get in the end zone on perhaps the final play of the first half. Second down and goal. Wolf takes the step. The pitch, and it's a halfback. He's looking back for the quarterback wide open, and he catches it for a touchdown. Zoy Raggetts caught it. A little trickery for Lancaster. The quarterback pitched out and then ran out, went out for a pass, and scores to make it 20-14. Wow, that's not one that you prepare for very often, right?
No. kudos to Lancaster. That's a pretty cool play.
As the clock hits zero. So Raggetts with the throw, and the catch made by the quarterback, Wolf. Again, he's a great athlete. Probably play wide receiver if they had a guy that could play quarterback as well. Here's the kick block by River Valley. There you go. Nice block by Plumlee. Got through the line and knocks it down. It's picked up by Chase Gilbertson, and that's the final play of this first half. And a very eventful and fun first half.
Yeah, it was. That could end up being the play of the game right there if we score and get a touchdown. They only get six, but...
Mark that down.
Yeah, really proud of both teams. That was a really clean first half. And a lot of just playing good high school football.
14-14 tie was broken on the final play of this first half. 20-14, the Lancaster Flying Arrows leading here at the break. For Phil Mansky, I'm Phil Lee, and we're going to turn things over to our halftime on the radio. And also here at River Valley, they'll be doing some special events. The cheerleaders will be performing as well. And then also, big thank yous going out to some of the businesses who show great support for the River Valley community. 20-14, our score at the break. River Valley trailing Lancaster in Southwest Wisconsin Conference Homecoming Football from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Homecoming is not just about football or volleyball. Several sports had homecoming activities this week. During our River Valley School Fair and homecoming coverage today, we talked to Lucy Spahn, who is not only a member of the FFA, but a member of the River Valley cross-country team.
It's been great. Our last meet was, I think, in basketball. and I think the whole team almost PR'd, so we've been having a really good year this year.
That seems to mean, I always thought running was punishment, but do you enjoy it?
I do really enjoy it. For me, it's a huge stress relief. For other people, you know, they might actually enjoy it. But yeah, our team has a lot of fun, and, you know, running's not that bad. Everyone thinks it is, but once you start doing it, it really can be kind of fun.
Good luck to the River Valley Cross Country team and their coach, Steve Stettler, in their future meets. And also, we spoke today with Tessa Schluter, who's a member of the River Valley swim team.
Yes, the swim team. I'm part of the trap team. Softball in the spring.